Okay, Tony, are you there?
I'm here, Debbie. Can you hear me?
Wow, yes. What an afternoon. Hey.
White.
Wow.
All right, so we are getting Odette in from OrCam.
Excellent.
This for the big drawing tonight. We've got 39 people in the audience. Find your seats, everybody. Hopefully you've got your meal in hand. Try not to spill it on your fancy clothes.
That's right.
Sorry, it's a self-serve night, the buffet.
Yes.
We're not supposed to do buffets anymore, I guess.
Bring your own food or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what an awesome afternoon.
And I think he's on stage with us now. Are you there, Odette?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Hi,
fabulous.
Odette.
Good evening. Welcome to the banquet pre-show. This is the, what do we call this? The reception before, I guess?
Yeah. This is the cocktail reception, I think.
Welcome to our virtual cocktail reception.
Thank you. Happy to
Welcome.
Be here.
Welcome. So happy to have you with us in OrCam.
So for folks that are maybe joining in and not too familiar with us, are we streaming on ACB Radio right now, Debbie?
We are indeed. We are on
Fabulous.
ACB
and
Radio
I think we're about
mainstream
to go.
And yeah.
And we're about to go on Facebook any second now. Let us know when we're on Facebook. Kelly? All right, we'll be just a minute on Facebook. We're getting everything set up here. We're running the ship for here for at least a few more minutes before sending it back to Boston. So hi, everybody. This is Tony Stevens. I'm in Washington. Debbie, you're in Florida.
I'm in Dothan, Alabama, actually.
Dothan, Alabama.
Yeah,
that's
very
right.
Close to Florida.
Almost in Florida.
Yes, indeed.
Like, take a left and then you're in Florida.
On Florida Avenue, like 20 minutes from the Florida line with a Florida phone number.
So is Dothan, that's probably a town that has like magnolias and
it's very metro, actually. It's kind of funny. There's a lot of tons of places to eat and shop. I'll tell you, it's amazing how metro it is.
And Odette, where are we joining you from tonight? Where is your...
I'm in New York today, a very rainy New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
We escaped the rain, but I think it did move north of us because I know Baltimore got some earlier in the day.
So. We got a very, very rainy day here today. Hopefully the sun will come out tomorrow.
Well, hopefully you're not a quick dash to the subway and then you're underground. So,
yep.
All right. And we are live now on Facebook.
Yay,
so
awesome.
We can say our welcomes to everybody across the world tonight that's listening in.
Tony
and we've got,
Stevens
go ahead, Debbie.
And Debbie Hazelton, both here on ACB Radio, and Odette from OrCam with us.
Yeah, welcome, Odette.
Welcome.
We'll be jumping over to OrCam in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. First, we got to say thanks to our Convention Connect sponsor, HumanWare,
where
folks are listening. If you're listening on the Victor stream tonight, go on to Facebook and give a shout out. Let us know. We're Facebooking. We're running this live on Facebook as well. We also have our Facebook community for everybody that's been listening all week. If you have not joined the Facebook community yet, you have to because it's growing. It's growing.
It is.
And we're
I need
so
to get
excited.
In there. I need to get in there and write. Have you written in there?
I have not yet. I've been too busy with this convention.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
My world has been 100%, 100% this for several months now.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's tomorrow. I'm just going to wake up and I'm going to be like Eeyore. I'm just going to be sad.
But
you know, there's always next year. It'll be further away than ever, but there's next year, next convention.
We can start planning sooner than we were able to.
I'm sure
to
Janet
year.
Will. So yeah.
I'm sure
and we're definitely going to be making sure the virtual elements of this, I think, that have been a big success, we are going to take with us. And
Indeed.
We are going to make sure that, you know, next year we're going to have a live studio audience, obviously, hopefully in Phoenix. Everyone's safe and sound. Staying cool from the heat. That's what's great about having it in Phoenix in July is everybody will, you know, they'll be there because no one wants to go outside.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The Board of Publications just did an excellent session and allowed for a whole lot of different people to comment on how they felt about this experience. And there were a lot of good suggestions and comments and a lot of happy people just really finding win-win wonderful things in this. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be things to improve as well, but a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, We're looking forward to continuing on the convention after this, in the sense of just staying in touch with people. Again, check out our Facebook community page. I think we're well over 700 now, I believe. I don't know. Does anybody remember the last count?
I remember 700.
Everybody is behind me with their meals and their glasses of wine on the table already. So.
Cheers.
Debbie just did a cheers, everybody. So you can
cheers.
Listen to myself. For those that can see, I think we're in one of the little caption boxes next to Oded and Debbie up on the box there. So
hi, Oded.
You're magnified. You might have to do some Zoom. So, but yeah, Eric said hi, Oded.
Hey,
I think
Eric.
He said hi back, Eric. So
hey.
Yep, he's saying hey back. So we don't have playback in here right now, or else we get some feedback. But during the actual banquet, I think we'll get some speakers set up so we can hear.
Yeah. And so. Microsoft. Oh my gosh. What excellent sessions. And our own Jeff Bishop did a great job.
Yeah, we had
about
Microsoft
narrator.
On the afternoon coming
we
before
did,
the BOP.
All afternoon.
So thanks
it was
to Microsoft.
Wonderful.
So It's been a lot of amazing technology. And you know, what's exciting, Oded, thank you so much for joining us, because I think in a lot of spaces, you all are really leading the way in a lot of that technology as well, and OCR and just mm-hmm. wearables that make a lot of sense. And so we're extremely thankful that OrCam was able to be a sponsor for this year's convention. We're very excited. I was looking earlier at you know, when we were posting things up on our YouTube, folks can visit our YouTube page now. We're getting convention stuff up there finally. I know I've been saying it all week, but I keep chasing fires all week as well. So we are a small shop here, but things are up there. So the convention will keep going. I think we're going to be airing some things on ACB Radio still for a little while after this, but we're putting the video content up first. And I know a good chunk of that is some OrCam stuff that people can check out, mm-hmm. those that can see or want to have it described by a friend or someone around them. But actually the presenters are doing a really good job of describing things as they go along too, as I was listening to it earlier today. So well done for your staff as well, Oded, and their sort of presentation and giving some information on the technology. So it's been fantastic with just the level of participation we've had on our channels that were our convention channels for exhibits, our audio described tours. Did you check out any of the tours, Debbie or Oded? Did you all have a chance to listen
just
to any?
A tad. I really didn't feel I had time, but I know I don't remember how long the tours are up, but I think a lot of the exhibits, they're coming down tomorrow because there are community calls that are already going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play general sessions throughout the weekend. I think that's the plan.
And so check out our YouTube page, the American Council of the Blind, also our channel ACB mm-hmm. National, where we're focusing. We're creating playlists that are specific to sponsors, exhibitors, general session. We'll be editing some stuff this weekend. So, you know, we'll be putting that stuff up. You know, and it's it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. And Oded, you're one of those sponsors, and thank you so much for you and your team and you know, making this convention a success, because we were in a very unknown space, as we keep saying, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and it is here. We have climbed that mountain, and I'm ready for a nap. So
I went I have a friend who went for a little bit of training to learn to use the OrCam. That was the facilities requirement, was that somebody come for training, and he went and he came back and he was showing everybody what he's able to do with it. And he has been so happy to have an OrCam. So, you know, that is just a,
well, let's bring Oded into the conversation now, Oded, because I know people are waiting in suspense, but we can make them a little, we can build the suspense a little
sure.
bit longer. There's no reason to give them what they want right at the beginning. But share with us a little bit about some of the things you've been most excited to share this year with OrCam and the stuff that you can't wait to get once we can actually meet in person again, to get in our hands that we can check out. So.
Yeah, so I will be more than happy to share some information. And I must say that I myself joined some of the session and catch some of the live on Facebook. And it was very interesting. And I hope, you know, that everybody is enjoying the conference. And although we feel the difference of doing everything online and away from each other, we at OrCam are happy to be able to offer our support to ACB and to the ACB community, of course, and glad to be a part of this annual effort to bring everyone together. And, you know, this year, at least as close as possible. I want to thank everyone that were able to get in and participate in our draw. We'll get to it in a few minutes. We were happy to offer our new version of the OrCam MyEye, the MyEye Pro, for one of you. Unfortunately, there will be only one winner. So before, as you said, before we will move to the actual draw, and since I hope that we get everybody attention for the next few minutes, I will take advantage of this opportunity and would like to give you like a quick update of what's going on in Orcam in the last few months.
Go right ahead. Sure. Yeah. We got a couple minutes.
Awesome. So first of all, you know, to those of you who don't know what Orcam is, Orcam is an Israeli technology company that creates personal assistive devices that hopefully change lives. People turn to Orcam when they need a reliable, portable, and discreet assistive technology. The Orcam My Eye, our first product, was initially introduced in 2015. Since then, the technology evolved. We became wireless, lighter, the battery is stronger, and there are more functions available. You know, up to the point we introduced this year, the My Eye 2 Pro. We presented the My Eye previously at this conference, you know, in previous years and in different occasions, collaborating with the ACB. I hope that most of you are familiar with it. The My Eye is our wearable device that can be mounted to any pair of glasses and can transform an image into sound, which means it can read script to you from any surface, can identify colleagues, friends, loved ones, can recognize money notes, colors, and products. Basically, it will empower you and allow you to be more independent. This is our main goal with this product. Orcam continues to develop its technology and reaching new heights even during the complex days of COVID-19. This year, we were able to introduce two new functions for the Orcam My Eye. The first one is smart reading, which enables the user, in addition to be able to read the text in front of him, to simply ask for the text that interests him. The device will find it and read only that specific part that you are looking for. The other function is orientation. I hope that everybody is still here because it's very quiet. So the other function is orientation, which is still in beta mode and will enable the user to get better interaction with the close environment, locate a door, a chair, a glass on the table, and basically things in the close surroundings. Another new device we introduced recently is the Orcam Read, which shares most of the functions of the My Eye, but in a handheld package, which might be more appealing to some of you. And if you didn't have the chance to see our demos as part of the exhibitor section of the conference, I encourage all of you to reach out to us, get more information about our product, and don't forget to mention you are an ACB member. My yes. personal email is oded.tsin@orcam.com. You're welcome to reach out to me. And I think one last thing before going to the actual draw, I want to remind all of you that Orcam offers a special promotion for ACB members, a 10% discount for our products available to all of you if you won't hear me announcing your name in a minute.
Oh. Excellent, Oded. Well, thank you. And as things go on and technologies come out, by all means, we'd love to get you back on. We had the webinar, you know, a couple months ago. But as we're getting our YouTube channel and our blog, we're so folks know our acbvoices.org blog is going to go up. There's going to be a lot of voices of members, but also, too, a way for members to learn about a lot of new technology. And this invite, Oded, will go to, you know, to you, but also I think to all of our sponsors, more than welcome. To reach out to us because we want to make sure that folks are aware of all the technology that can help make their lives more independent. And there's such a lot of great innovation like you and so many others in that space are doing today. So thank you. And thanks for taking time to come out today. And Debbie, are you nervous? Are we getting ready to a point of...
I'm excited.
Do we have a giant wheel or how is this working, Oded? Can you describe it for all of our listeners?
Yeah, of course. So we can, you know, let's go to business.
All right.
Basically, I'm using an automatic website. It's a name picker. I took the list of people that listed into the draw. Everyone received a number. I unfortunately have to take off duplicated. So if you are twice, if you put yourself twice on the list, I needed to take one of the
stuff in the ballot.
One entry per person,
Exactly.
How many entries did you have? Do you know?
So after taking off the duplicate, we have more than 360 participants.
Wow!
In the row. Very exciting. And you know, we can just jump straight to this. I'm putting all the numbers in this website because I didn't want to upload, you know, the names.
That's great. It's a neat site.
And it's very quickly. There is not a lot of tension. I can congratulate someone that is number 121, which is. And thank you for having a name. It's easy for me to pronounce. Congratulations to Clifford Myers from Sun City, Arizona.
All right. Clifford. Yeah.
Clifford Myers in Sun City, Arizona. Congratulations.
Wow.
Clifford, I hope you can bring it out. Come show it off to us at ACB Radio next year. We'll get you on the air. When we're in Phoenix, so come on out to us.
No, we would be happy to promote a photo when we will actually deliver the product and to put it on ACB Facebook page.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that. That's fabulous.
Yep. I don't know if you are here or not. Anyway, you will receive an email from me later on today. We'll announce that you won this product, the Orca My i2 Pro. and you know, I want to congratulate you to becoming an Orcam user.
Yeah, Clifford, let us know how it goes. Clifford, shoot us a note or reach out. We'd love to hear how it goes. So, and Odette, thank you for offering that donation, that opportunity for folks to win. And folks can learn more. Visit our YouTube page now where the videos are uploaded to find out more demos or folks are curious about Orcam and all the other products as we're getting stuff loaded up there from Microsoft and Google. And I think Spectrum got up there and we're getting Vanda and some others up there now. So, we're having slow internet here in our office. So bear with us, everybody, because we're tapping our feet all day. Just Kelly and I are just sitting there like in an elevator, waiting for the elevator or something.
And Odette, thank you. Please thank Lena for me. I enjoyed dealing with her. And thank you again for being one of our sponsors.
I'm pretty sure that Lena is one of the 90 participating that listening to us right now.
Yay, Lena.
Well, that's just in our live studio audience that's getting ready for the thing. We have we have hundreds right now
listening
on ACB
on
Radio
stream,
and on Facebook.
Yes.
So we have several hundred. We'll have to pull that number up maybe and announce it during the meeting. But yeah, so Odette, thank you so much for joining us and best of luck. And, you know, to you and everybody at Orcam, shalom. I hope things go well. And we look forward to just being a part of you know, finding out what more is on the horizon for you guys in the future. So keep innovating.
Well, we are working, you know, to push technology forward for everyone. And thank you for inviting me for this evening and enjoy the banquet and the rest of the evening.
Fantastic. Yeah. You as well. Hopefully maybe you can join us sometime. Go grab a bite. And Debbie, do you
471 listening on Mainstream. Wow.
All right. 471 on Mainstream right now. So greetings, everybody on Mainstream. Hopefully your food's not getting cold yet. Ours is, everybody say hi, ACB, in the office here.
Hi, ACB.
Yay. We have Clark and Claire. The whole DC staff is in here right now. Let's see if I can just pick this up and turn around without knocking over everything.
And 95 on Zoom. Excellent. Oh, it's a party. I love it.
It is a party, and I just flung a USB mic across because we have a limited setup here tonight, so we could have room to eat. But
thank you, everyone. I will leave the stage to you. I will keep watching live on Facebook.
Fabulous. Watch your step getting off the stage, Odell.
I will.
All right. Fabulous. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
So all right. Did we, Kelly, did Patty or Carla, do we have one last mini moment or no? Okay. So Rick's, but do you see them on there? And Rick could.
Another mini minute.
Well, they can just jump right in. They have the link that gets them right on stage. Yeah. They have a backstage pass.
That's right. Wow.
All right.
Oh,
well,
I heard a flip top there.
We can, Yeah. Somebody's drinking something cold.
Uh-huh.
877-969-MALL for folks with mini mall.
And 6255.
I keep wanting to say 1-800-100-CONVERSATION. Yeah. We have to create it. Jason, if you're listening, I throw down the gauntlet, sir. I throw the gauntlet to you, sir. Come up with something as ear candy-ish as Cars for Kids for the mini mall.
For the mini
1-877.
Yeah. Yeah, to call that number. So. There you go.
Exactly. So,
oh, man. That's a good idea.
You know, we would be hard-pressed, and we're going to do, I'm sure, more thank yous at the end, Debbie. Minneapolis, if you're listening to us, we wish you we're with you in spirit right now as we dine here in D.C. So we just want to shout that out to our Minneapolis staff because they are just as much a part of ACB as we are here in Washington, and they have been working hard this week. So thank you, Minneapolis.
Thank you, Minneapolis. And, you know, one of our production people just wrote a lovely note to the production list thanking all the Zoom trainers. And a few people did on the Board of Publications call thanking the Zoom people who did so much good work to help all of us be where we needed to be and record these sessions and facilitate.
We're going to call them the Lewis Brigade. The Deb Brigade or something like that.
The Deb Brigade. Deb and Cindy. Wow.
Yeah, Deb and Cindy both.
So. I don't even know how many there are or were, because I'm just telling them in a note, they're gonna be many more that want Zoom training. I know from many of you, and I plan on getting in there to get a better job with it myself.
And while he's currently the host of this meeting, so he can easily mute me right now.
Ooh.
And I know he probably wants to because he hates being praised in public. Rick, thank you.
Yeah,
this
Rick.
This has been our Boston control room, you know, the big fancy truck with all the satellite dishes coming off the back and everything. That he did a tour. And that on Facebook or where was that at, Kelly? Was it public?
It was during general session.
It was. He said that'll be out
in a podcast form and video form. We'll put that out in video as well. We did a little tour here, but it was a humble arrangement of just space that was transformed into something that has gone global this week. So,
Rick,
thank you. And congratulations.
He wrote me and he said he wished he had described it, but it was like a horseshoe with everything around him on three sides to make this happen. And in a garage, and I don't think there's been any air conditioning in there. So
thank you to Kim Charlson. I think she delivered an air conditioning unit. I hope it lasted all week.
Yeah, I think there was I don't know. But anyway, and certainly a table or two she did and just very nice. Very nice.
But, you know, we've got the main thing coming up and our food is our food here, guys? Even?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So hopefully other people have been served before us because I know it's usually staff is served last. So hopefully people aren't, we're not jumping ahead of line.
Yeah, we're staying in here, aren't we? I mean, are we going out of here to go to the banquet?
You'll be able to hear the banquet. The banquet's going to come to us. So we'll be hearing it live. I'm going to be muted. I am in here twice. I have cloned myself.
Well,
for folks that wonder why there's two Tonys. So one Tony is going to drop off, but the other Tony has our little webcam going. So for those that can see, but I'll describe it. So we are in our main conference room here at ACB. I'm going to move this light out of the way. That's putting some light on my face right now, but we have all six of us here on the staff. We are seats between us to space ourselves for social distancing as much as we can. Although we've all been in the same spot for a week. So it's like living in a ship, like a small boat. That quarantine is usually people stuck out at sea. And I feel like we've been stuck out at sea this week. So we're here and the camera's on us. We'll wave every now and then. You'll see us clapping up in the top left or right corner. What corner are we on up there, Kelly? For those that need to zoom, maybe. We're on the top right. So if you zoom in, for those that are low vision, you'll zoom in and you'll see us on the top right. Wave and wave, everybody. Go, hi.
Yeah, and I'll wave every now and then. I'm streaming and I'm going to mute my mic. So we'll let the show
3:00,
begin.
Eric. So, Debbie, what do you got to eat tonight?
You know what? People are saying they're going to miss you and me. they're saying they're going to miss waking up with us and our calm voices and things like that. And so, you know what? I want you to come on the air with me some when we're
I'm
done
there.
With this. We need to
I'm,
just
I'm
do
your,
some stuff.
I'm your yeah. I'm like Goose.
There you go.
Top Gun. So
yeah. All right. So, because people are saying that they've written some, yeah. So that's wonderful. Thank you. It's now, been a treat. Well,
so
I'll
we
see you after
minutes.
The banquet too.
Yeah, we'll be back here after the banquet, everybody. So stay tight, hold tight.
All right.
And we're gonna get a couple things set up here. I guess should we wait just a couple more minutes? I guess till it's like waiting for the ball
Let's
to drop.
Let's see if somebody's going to. I always was like, all right, is Rick or Dan ready to interrupt me? You know, I would just kind of
so
that it would flow.
We'll be here with
into
you
into something. You know.
Yeah. So as our Boston. Network affiliate up in Boston.
Hey, Rick, you got anything to say while we're gearing up for the banquet?
He's probably pushing buttons frantically and testing systems and making sure mics are good. And looking forward to Samuelson speaking, Roy Samuelson.
And how about that? Sold all the raffle tickets.
We
all
did.
The four of
Thank you, everybody.
That's unheard
Thank
of.
Thank you, everybody.
That's incredible.
Oh, before we go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention the names because we've reached out to the people and gave our mea culpas, our apologies. But I'll do the initials to DD and TG. You know, we were in our there were so many names, and of course somebody would get left out. And so we apologize this morning and some names for our sponsors. We are thankful for all the sponsors. So we'll be reaching out to you individually just as a personal thank you. And in the ways that we'll reach out to all of our individual sponsors for this year's convention, because you all came in force. All were a force to be reckoned with. And thank you, because you helped lift up this convention and you help encourage us to do more that can reach people. We have had so many people. I agree in this room. I've heard time and time again, everybody in this room saying how we're hearing from people that didn't know of ACB before.
Yes.
And are now members. So thank you all. Welcome to the family.
Welcome.
And you are a family. So
that's right.
You know, it's a family affair tonight. So let's all enjoy. Hopefully you've got food. Hopefully you are safe
and healthy.
And Leslie's saying congrats. Leslie's messaging us and things saying congratulations on a great job this week. So
thank you, Leslie.
Hey, Leslie Spoon, the our first lady of ACB.
Auction queen.
The auction queen that helped us break through the ceiling.
Gosh.
like it was sugar glass or something in a movie just exploding. So fantastic. So
yeah, incredible. So I know Janet probably will be popping in here any moment.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. I would think
she has the little hook cane.
She came to the Board of Publications near the very end, and I was streaming, but not. No, I wasn't streaming. I was just listening and doing some other things. So then Deb and I traded off.